Hey everyone, Eric here. I am the host of the Unseen Paranormal Podcast. Join me for a new episode every Wednesday as I delve into the unseen world with historians, authors, researchers, and investigators as we try to understand and make sense of the paranormal. You can listen to past and future episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or at unseenparanormalpodcast.com. Please like the show on Facebook and share with your friends. And remember, some of the scariest things are unseen.
Welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we take you on a ghost tour to some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host, Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hey there.
So in our last episode, we mentioned today would be on the Hamilton Turner Inn in Savannah, Georgia. However, we're going to hold off on that one till next time. And instead, we're going to talk about the old jail in Franklin, Tennessee. Now, a lot of people ask, how did you get into what you do? Well, for Alan, it's because I told him to. Just kidding.
I'm shaking my head.
No, but for me, it starts back when I was a kid. Like my dad, we shared a love for scary movies and all things Halloween. He'd dress me up like a clown or a zombie and do my makeup, and we always watched scary movies together, but he always made sure I understood that it was just makeup behind those scary faces, whether we were watching a movie or going to a haunted house. Well, his love for this kind of stuff transferred to me, and well, that was transferred to Alan when I told him the next vacation we took had to be Savannah, Georgia, so I could take a ghost tour. And that's where all this started. You're probably wondering, why am I telling you this? Well, because this episode is dedicated to my dad, whom I will miss dearly. So to start us off on this special episode, Alan, why don't you go ahead and tell us about the jail's history?
In 1941, a new jail was built on Bridge Street in Franklin to replace the older jail next door after inmates kept finding their way out of the outdated correctional facility. The new Williamson County Jail was quickly tested by a wily inmate named Henry Smith. Henry Smith had earned the nickname Slick after breaking out of the Rutherford County Workhouse on two occasions in Murfreesboro. After getting arrested and sent to jail in Franklin, authorities are pretty confident old Slick Henry wasn't going anywhere.
Wrong. A few days after being sent to the jail, Slick Henry broke a steel door in the basement and slipped out in the middle of the night. Unfortunately for Slick, for as crafty as he was also predictable. Authorities found him at the house of a family member the next day, and he was promptly returned to the Williamson County Jail. Another inmate being held in the jail around the same time was James Vernon. Like Slick Henry, James Vernon had also been in and out of jail in Franklin for much of his early life. In fact, by the time he was 21, James had broken out of the facility three times. In 1954, James was picked up again for driving while intoxicated and sent back to the jail. But it was only a matter of time before he would try to get out.
One busy night when all the deputies were on calls, a deputy's wife was left in charge of the jail. James, who was African American, asked the lady jailer if he could use a shower in the white cell block because the shower on his floor just wasn't working. The jailer obliged, and after taking a shower, James began choking her with a towel until she was unconscious. James took her keys and escaped with another inmate. But like old Slick Henry, the jail caught up to him too. 2 days later, James Vernon was apprehended in Alabama, and for his shenanigans, he was given two additional years onto his sentence. But James wouldn't be deterred. He actually escaped two more times after that. Each time he was apprehended and brought back. Now for as wild and cunning as James Vernon was, no one in Middle Tennessee could hold a candle to Clayton Veach. Clayton was given a bad hand from the start and never could quite get ahead in life. At 3 months old, his father died, leaving behind a single mother to care for Clayton and his older brother Thomas. Sadly, Thomas died at the age of 15. Not knowing how to swim, the teenager waded out too far in a pond and he drowned. As if that's not sad enough, poor Clayton stood there and helplessly watched as it happened, for he too didn't know how to swim. A year or two later, Clayton's rotten childhood morphed into a life of crime when he was picked up for forgery in Nashville. After a few months, Clayton quietly walked away from a Davidson County work farm. When the guards realized he wasn't there, they found him at his mom's house in nearby Thompson Station the next morning.
3 years later, Clayton Veach was picked up again for burglary. After a few days, the clever inmate told deputies that he had swallowed a pin and needed to see a doctor. When he was taken to the ER, Clayton managed to run out an emergency exit in front of two deputies without being apprehended. After spending 2 weeks in Tampa, Florida, Clayton's mother convinced him to come home and turn himself in. When he got back, he tried the same thing and told deputies he had swallowed a pin. Again, he was taken to the ER, but the entire time he was restrained and handcuffed. The doctor found nothing wrong with Clayton and sent him back to jail in Nashville. 2 days later, deputies found him covered in blood with his wrists slashed. He was taken back to the emergency room in handcuffs and leg restraints for a doctor to once again find nothing wrong with him. In 1962, Clayton Veach was sent to the Sumner County Jail in Gallatin. Even though it was in a different county, the daring young inmate was up to his old tricks. He folded up a milk carton and painted it black with shoe polish. So when the jailer came to check him out, Clayton pulled out what appeared to be a gun and demanded he be given the keys. The frightened jailer did just as he was told, and Clayton Veach was once again a free man. For a day. He was brought back in and served the rest of his sentence.
By the time he was 24, Clayton Veach had been arrested 16 times. Out of those 16 jail stints, he managed to break out 7 times. During this time, Clayton earned the nickname Rabbit from law enforcement due to how elusive and clever he was. The name stuck, and Rabbit became sort of a celebrity in local media. Every time he broke out, the newspaper reporters were there to tell just how he did it. With sleepy green eyes, slick back hair, and a soft voice, those in the area found themselves rooting for the young underdog each time he managed to one-up law enforcement. In 1963, Rabbit was picked up and brought to the workhouse in Nashville. Doubled over with stomach pains, Clayton Veach talked deputies into taking him to the ER. Even though he was restrained with leg irons, old Rabbit managed to slip out of a window undetected. After always getting caught right away, Rabbit fled to Oklahoma that time and lay low for 6 months. But as he always did, the slippery inmate made a mistake and got caught and was brought back to Tennessee.
A few years later, he was arrested and taken back to the Williamson County Jail. But due to being in and out of the facility over the years, old Rabbit was on the honor system with the trustee. That's right, Clayton Veach was allowed to leave the jail in the evenings as long as he came back at night. And guess what? He did. One night, a deputy came into the jail and noticed Rabbit was missing.
To his surprise, after he put out an all-points bulletin for the daring inmate, old Rabbit casually walked into the jail, passed the deputy, and went to his cell and shut the door.
Once it was discovered that Rabbit had been leaving, the sheriff began cracking down hard on Clayton Veach. Every deputy was ordered to not take him out of his cell unless the sheriff was present. But Rabbit wasn't deterred. In fact, it made him work even harder. One night, deputies found Rabbit lying in a pool of his own blood in his cell with his wrist slit. Too bad. Sheriff wouldn't let him go to the ER. A few nights later, Rabbit set fire to a garbage can in his cell, and old Rabbit had to sit there and smell the smoke until the deputies came to put it out. He wasn't going anywhere.
Once Clayton Veach finally did his time and got out from under the thumb of the Wilson County Sheriff, it was the mid-1970s, and he was determined to go straight and clean up his act. He managed to walk the straight and narrow for a few years, but eventually was picked up for stealing cars in East Tennessee. But by this time, Tennessee began handing down tougher sentences to repeat offenders. Instead of spending a few months in county jails, Rabbit would now be headed to federal prison. While awaiting sentencing, Clayton managed to slip out of a holding cell in the Davidson County Courthouse and stole a truck. Old Rabbit managed to hide out in Alabama for 12 days before he was brought back to Nashville. Clayton Veach was in and out of jail and prison up to 2010 when he finally decided to give up being a criminal. Rabbit enjoyed being a grandfather for a few years before he finally passed away in 2016. Today, the old jail is owned by the Heritage Foundation, and they're a local historical preservation group. You can still see some of Rabbit's artwork as he left behind some graffiti that the Heritage Foundation has now preserved. Steve Taylor worked for the Davidson County Sheriff's Office, and he actually knew Rabbit.
He came up with all kinds of ideas, which nowadays it wouldn't, none of it would work. Because he'd be hogtied everywhere he went. And I think even if he came into jail now, his reputation would get him harnessed if he was alive.
But you went around when he tried to escape or anything?
Oh, yeah, he escaped on us.
Oh, or even when
from
you had him?
From the
workhouse. Where at?
From the workhouse, South Pier.
How'd he get out?
I don't know. Well, he was always real nice. Never gave him any trouble, except for the lies and ways to figure out how to escape. He never hurt anybody that escaped. And you know what? The thing about him was, he was always a nice guy. He was always super nice. Never caused anybody a lot of grief, maybe in his later years. I mean, he still did his escape stuff, but once he got into his 50s, he just did his time and then went home.
The old Williamson County Jail is said to be haunted by some of the old inmates that spent time there. One employee I talked to mentioned that from time to time, they do hear footsteps inside the old jail. Strange noises can also be heard late at night, although skeptical staff members just chalk it up to being part of an old building.
We hope you enjoyed our episode on the old Williamson County Jail. Please check out our website, southernghoststories.com, where you can find old podcasts and the books we've written. Also, feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had, and feel free to give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
And those books Chelsea mentioned are Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Haunted Hotels, Ghost of Gallatin, and Murfreesboro, Spirits of Stones River. Please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are very helpful, and we appreciate everyone who's taken a few minutes to do it for us.
And don't forget about our big ghost hunting events Memorial Day weekend in Middle Tennessee. Thursday night, we'll be in Murfreesboro, Tennessee for the City Cafe. Friday night, we'll be at the Buchanan Log House in Donelson, Tennessee. Saturday night, we'll be at the Robertson County Museum in Springfield. And Sunday, we'll be at the Sumner County Museum in Gallatin, Tennessee. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and all the proceeds will go back to those locations. For all the info, check out the Southern Ghost Stories Facebook page or the Tennessee Hauntings Facebook page. It should be pinned there at the top.
Please come take another ghost tour with us next time as we head south to Savannah to talk about the Hamilton Turner Inn. After a few months, Quayton... After... What?
Quayton.
Quayton quietly. Clayton quietly. Old Rabbit managed to hide out in Alabama for 12 days before being bought. Not boring you.
A little bit. Have you on.
While awaiting sentencing, Clayton managed to slip out of a holding cell in the Davidson. What?
You go, holding cell. You need to replay that back. Holding cell.
I'm glad you found that so amusing.